Get out of here!
No more of that!
You go!
It's fucking done! End of scene. Move to the right of the stage and let the performers have their show!
Yeah, show us your tits!
God damn it, you better.
Shit!
I paid a lot of money for you, you fucking hooker.
Anyways, hey guys, welcome back to We Watch a Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
And this is the ranking of the scariest Michael Myers of all. Now, the title's a little bit misleading because what we wanted to do was basically, like, what is the one Michael Myers that you would fear the most had you had to go up against him yourself? So it's not really the scariest movie because that's obvious, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, what's the version of Michael Myers throughout the franchise that you would be most scared to go up against? And there's no way to really title that, so we just put, you know, scariest
whatever
Michael Myers.
It's
so
fine. We're gonna get into it with your crack.
We're gonna make the list live with you guys right here yourself. So first off, what is the number one Michael Myers that you would hate to go against the most? Well, no, let's go least. What's the least scariest Michael Myers?
Okay, that's easy for me. I gotta go with the Halloween 3. Because he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. The man's not here.
They said it was going to be here. It's not here. You know what? Honestly, I was going to say Halloween 5 just because
he was vicious.
He was vicious. But just the way he looked, he looks like a guy that's going to sell you a fucking top to bottom best goddamn Firebird you've ever had in your life. He looks like a car salesman. I would say, though...
He looks like somebody that just works out on the farm, skything fucking weeds.
I would say Resurrection, just because Busta Rhymes fucking, like, grabbed him by his face. He just felt like a bullied kid.
He did get punked out by Busta Rhymes.
A bunch of times. Like, he just felt like a very bullied kid in that movie.
Which is really embarrassing, but at the same time, the kills in that movie were really vicious.
It was, but it was like...
He chopped a chick's head off with a knife, just like one fell swoop.
But he let fucking Busta Rhymes get in his face and talk shit to him smack him.
But he also killed a dude in the neck with a tripod.
I don't know.
He was pretty vicious in that movie.
And you got your ass kicked by a Kung Fu Busta Rhymes, which doesn't exist in real life at all. I would say Busta Rhymes. Resurrection, dude, that he's a pussy.
For me, though, I would actually think it would be H2O. Because in H2O, he was so easily duped. Like, he just wasn't very vicious. Like, he did have the one-arm pull-up going on for him, you know? And the table scene was pretty dope as hell. And he was smart because he killed...
So you're just making a case against yourself.
I know, but there was something about him in Resurrection, or in H2O, that was just really clumsy. All right, I'm going to go with you on this one. I'm going to say Resurrection because he got bitched out by Busta Rhymes. I mean, he was such a bitch in that scene, too, dude. Busta Rhymes just...
That's what I'm saying.
Face to face was like, just get the fuck out of here, Michael. And he was just like, okay.
You need to get the hell out of here. Go on, scoop, skedaddle. Get the fuck out of Dodge.
We'll go with that one last. So I think the second one to me, though, would be H2O, just because he just doesn't seem... Maybe it's the mask. I'm nothing against Chris Duran, but just the way he moved around, he just didn't seem that sprightly.
Yeah, I think it was because he was an older guy. Like, you know, that if you came in and really, I don't know, drop-kicked him Arnold Schwarzenegger style, that motherfucker's bones would break and he would fly down. And
his kills weren't vicious at all because they were going for the whole, you know, it just wasn't...
I don't know, yeah.
Ice skate to the face was a pretty good kill, but they didn't show it, so you don't know how vicious
he was. Yeah, I would go with H2O.
Yeah, H2O is the second worst. All right, so what is the third least scariest Michael Myers? I know you want to say 5, but he was really mean in that fucking movie.
I'm going to go with 4. I gotta go with 4, and
I'm gonna agree with you.
I'm gonna tell you why. The motherfucker looks like he came off the goddamn Enterprise in Star Trek. Like, he looks like Data from Star Trek Next Generation. And I'm not, like, he's got some great kills.
It's the mask's fault.
And he's scary as fuck, you know, in most scenes, but it's just like the way he looks. You just wanna give him a hug. Like, he doesn't seem... He just seems like a misunderstood child with a slight problem against the sun, and that's why he's so pale.
He looks like he's walking on stilts, and he has, like, giant shoulder pads to make himself seem more vicious. And the way he just falls off the truck at the end. But then again, I mean, to be fair, in that movie, he did crunch Brady's skull with his bare hands.
And
the fucking paramedic, where he put his thumb through his fucking skull...
Now, I'm not saying, like, from a distance, though, watching him, that's sad. Like, David Spade, like, that's sad. Because the mask was just atrocious. The fifth one's worse, but the fourth one, just the overall, like, who... Oh, wait a minute.
It seemed really unbalanced.
Wait a minute. We're forgetting something really important here. Halloween 5, he got bitched out by his niece. And he cried. He fucking cried.
That's true. He just seemed so... He
had feelings.
But he seemed extra vicious. Feelings. And in the cut takes, he killed a whole police
force. But then he took his mask off.
A whole police force!
Then he took his mask off and he had a man bun. And he was like... Was he... Alright, I'm flipping it. I'm going with 5. I have to. Because the crying scene itself lends itself to the fact that you pushed him out. You bitched him out.
All right, I'm going to go with you on 5 just solely based on the fact that in 4, he was pretty badass when he killed Brady. And he shoved a shotgun through a woman's entire body. And he had some great kills in that movie. It's just that when he's something towards the end, like where he had the shoulder pads and he was just like very unbalanced and he couldn't control himself. It wasn't that scary. So I'm with you.
I remember seeing Halloween 5 though, when he took it off and he had the goddamn Keanu Reeves man bun thing going on. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that's true. And he was like, not Don Shanks' fault. This is not the actor's
fault. Don Shanks is great. I'm just saying, but he looked like, he's like, God, he just looked like he was mad that his surfboard broke.
When life gives you lemons, just say fuck the lemons and bail.
I'll go with you on that.
So
okay.
5, and then I would go 4.
And then 4.
The next.
Because the shoulder pads and the unstable balance and the mask looking like someone just stuck their finger up his butt and he was surprised.
Woo!
All right, so...
The next one...
It's really what's the most scariest one.
Well,
so,
I mean, well, we're not there yet. We can't go... I know what my pick... Oh, that's a... But what I'll go next... Tough. What I'll go next, though... Like, least scary to the scariest, I would have to go with original Halloween.
Really?
Yes.
It's rough.
I mean, he's a ninja, and he's fucking great, but he's still a small dude.
But
Nick Castle's a very small man, and he's very small, and he's very thin, and he's 21 years old. I think that... A running fucking jump kick, you can make it. If you kick him, I don't know. Like, there's something about him, like,
I hate to do it, dude, but...
It just seems like everything, like, he gets vicious, more vicious as time goes
on. There's something more sexual and, like, dark in nature about the way he kills people in the first one. It makes him scarier.
Seductive.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to go 2 here. We can disagree. I'm going to go 2 because even though in 2, he walks through a glass door and he's really badass in certain moments.
Yeah.
And he has moments about, like, he took 2 fucking shots to the eyes and just stood there.
And he was like... I hate these flies.
Yeah.
Like he was still alive.
And he was walking on fire.
And he was still alive.
Yeah, he was taking that shit. He was taking that shit, man, like when taxi.
Hardcore.
Just take it and keep moving.
That's like when you in prison the first time, you got to take it in the butt to prove it yourself. He was taking it.
What?
The new guy, he took it.
But at the same time, dude, there was something. I would hate to be killed worse by the... I'd rather be killed by Halloween 2 Michael Myers than Halloween Michael Myers. Because there was something just like... Darker about the way he killed people.
I can go on this voyage with you to a certain level, and then I gotta get off on this island, because here's the thing. This Michael Myers was using a scalpel and picking bitches up in the fucking back with a scalpel.
Yeah. Yeah.
The OG, again, you know, this is just, this is for fun.
There was just something.
This is for fun. We're not saying this is not based on the movies. But in the OG Halloween, he was a ninja. He like sneaked into the smoke and he would come out.
I know, dude.
Would strangle bitches in the car and stuff. And then when he never really, the only real full on kind of confrontation he had was against old Bob. And he did stab Bob and lift him up and stab him.
Yeah.
But in the second version of Michael Myers, literally used a scalpel and picked a bitch up through the back scalp.
I know we had more brutal kills in that movie. Like, the obviously, the hot tub scene was the most brutal kill of the franchise, in our opinion. But at the same time, I would rather be killed by Halloween 2 Michael Myers than Halloween. Because there was something just pseudo-sexual about the way he did shit. Like, he stalked...
Think he's about a dick in your ear?
He stalked victims way more creepier in the first one. I would rather be killed by the guy in the second.
Okay,
I feel like it would be over quicker. And in the first one, it was just like, dude, he's just like...
Yeah.
He's living in your mind rent-free! And he was just like...
You would feel the
death coming way earlier.
I get what you're
movie.
Saying. No, I get... Okay, so what you're saying is the anticipation of the kill in the first one.
And the person...
Because you know...
There's something personal about the way he killed all of them.
Because...
I don't want to be killed personally.
Yeah, because he's doing some kind of, you know, Shaolin monk shit.
Yeah.
And you don't know when he's going to come.
Yeah.
And no one knows when he's going to come. And he's going to, like, appear out of the shadows and do some major damage to you. Okay, I'll give you the second one. I'll say the next... Okay, I'll give you the second one.
All right.
Compare...
We'll flip
just because...
Those.
Just because I will say that the Michael Myers in the original one is a lot more sneaky and scary. So I'll give you the second.
We'll go with that one. So the flip-flop those two. And then next, this is just getting tough, man, because these are all good. All
right, I got mine. And it's going to – I got to go with it. I got to go with it. I got to
so
go.
So first off, what do we have left? What we have left here is we have Halloween 6, Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. Phew, mm-hmm. He's brutal. Mm-hmm. He's mean. Mm-hmm. We have Rob Zombie's Halloween. He's big as fuck.
Oh.
He's brutal. We have Rob Zombie's pain. Halloween 2. He's big as fuck. He's brutal and a little bit more sadistic. Damn. And he has a big beard. And then you have Halloween 2018 where he did some shit. Oof. He did some shit to people.
I gotta go with next least scary out of all those choices. I gotta go with 2018 Halloween.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I got to. He's great and he's scary as fuck. And you know this guy's been locked up without a fucking porn magazine for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of frustration sexually inside of him that he wants to get out. And he hates Laurie Strode. And you get this, and he killed a kid. He killed a fucking kid.
Yeah.
So, no old bard.
And he was ripping jaws. He ripped that fucker's jaw and all the way down.
And his mask is cracking because he don't give a fuck. He doesn't care about, you know.
The teeth? He ripped out someone's fucking teeth, dude.
Yeah.
And then just, it's pretty good.
You got to go with that guy. He's scary. But compared to the other two, not as mean.
Yeah.
He's mean, but he's got like an old man meanness to him. Yeah. Like, stay off my fucking lawn, you bastard kid. And if you don't, I'll stick a fucking lawnmower blade in your mom's mouth.
Yeah.
And he does that later, but you just like, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
His kills were pretty quick to the point no faking, cooking him sees like a pound of bacon burning him. But, I mean, he squishes Dr. Sartain's head, squishes it real quick, real good. It's a fast death, but it's a brutal death. That I do want to see how that dude with the jaw on the gas station died, though. Yikes! Yikes pencils. And you got the bathroom door death, which is pretty brutal. He did just stab the girl several times up on the steps.
He's brutal, but like if you went up against him in the middle of the night, like you'd be like, I'm fucking scared.
Yeah.
But against the other two.
And dude, look at what he did to her friend. That. Put him on the spikes.
Yeah.
That was gross.
Well, you
too.
Didn't get to see it though.
This is like up.
Like, you don't know if he was like really fucking. How long it took him.
Yeah, a lot of off-scene stuff. Credit to Christopher Nelson and the FX department, but a lot of off-screen stuff there. But yeah, so we're up to the really great stuff, though. This is not a knock on him for being this low on the list. These are some scary-ass Michael Myers we're dealing with here.
This is nitty-gritty time now after that one.
Yeah,
because now I got to go with it. I gotta say it. I got to say the next least scary Michael Myers has to be...
Next most scary at this point.
Oh, next most scary is Rob Zombie Halloween, the 2007.
So you're going to take... You're going to take 2007 over 2009.
Yes.
Or no, you're going to take 2009 over 2007.
Yes. And I hate that movie. Halloween 2 is a goddamn hemorrhoid on anybody's fucking face. But the Michael Myers in Halloween 07 was still following.
Fucking pissed.
He was mad as shit and he interrupted a poop by fucking, what's his name?
Joe Grizzly.
Joe Grizzly. He interrupted a poop of Joe Grizzly and he fucked up Joe Grizzly. And he did a lot of fucking super strength shit, and he's, oh my god, he's huge, he's fucking, he's big, and you're like, oh man, let me tell you something, if you called my girl a bitch, I would agree with you and say she is a bitch, I'd be on your side.
Let's get something straight, that is yours.
I would immediately, I would be your bitch in jail, but he is scary, and he's brutal, and he's mean, but you know, at the same time, he's a disturbed kid, and he lost his mom.
That's the difference.
I know.
That's the difference between, that's why the H2 one's scarier to me, because Rob Zombie's first Halloween movie, you got that preamble of him, you see him as little Dake Fair with Jimmy Cheeks.
Squish the shit out of it!
Squish the shit out of it! And then you see all that shit, so it takes a little bit of the edge off. Plus, when you get to Halloween 2, he is fucking, like, as much as we both hate that movie, he is nasty.
Woo!
Nasty. The way he drags Danielle Harris across and like stabs the shit out of her.
You know what that is? That's because all he's been eating is for the last 6 months is goddamn baked beans and squirrel. And dogs too.
Caged dogs.
Fucking heads.
Yeah, so I would agree with you. I'd go 2007 Halloween, then the next highest one would be H2.
Yeah.
And then that would leave us with the most brutal Michael Myers that you don't want to be killed by.
We know we're going to be fucking hated on this.
But look, man, there's a reason
why. That guy is fucking amazing.
The least, I don't know, it is hard because Tyler Mane is so fucking big, dude.
Yeah, but it's not always about the size. I mean, that guy's big too. In Halloween the Curse, like he's got a fat, but he's fucking big and brutal.
Yeah, Halloween 6 is almost the cross between sexual stalking Michael Myers from the first one and Tyler Mayne. He's
it's got the roughness and it's got the downy softness.
It's like the T-Rex hybrid from Jurassic World.
It feels good right there.
Yeah, you don't want that shit. So he's a little bit shorter. He's got a little bit more of a belly to him for most of the film.
But the Walk way the shit out of it.
He killed people, man. Dude, you got the spike kill.
I think of that way he was stalking motherfuckers. When he like opens up the gateway door and he walks up with the smoke and he's like, you're like, oh fuck,
what he did?
Daddy's home and I'm dead.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Gotta kill me.
What he did to those doctors in that room with the light and he stops.
So brutal.
And he stops before he goes in the room. He's like, which fucking tool do I want to do this with?
Look upon this. This is Ginsu. This is a sharp knife from ancient Egypt.
Choose your weapons.
I like this one. Fuck it. And then the light's going on. By the way, not to mention the fact that he is also supremely brutal to his own niece.
Yeah.
You can do that to your own niece who just had baby?
You just gave her a baby.
You gave her a baby?
You had sex with her and then you did that to her.
This ain't West Virginia. Or Kentucky. But he like shoves her down on the fucking like spike thing and then turns it on. He's like watching her. Oh my gosh. And then he explodes that motherfucker's head in the basement.
Come to Sweet Henrietta.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Look, that guy. And then when he's walking across the yard towards Paul Rudd's house, and just the way that he, dude, it's like, you're like, I am so fucked. Like, I am so fucked. It's like dating a girl and her ex-boyfriend shows up. You're like, listen, I don't know you right anymore. You're right. You should have told me what the fuck he was all about. That guy is jacked to the tits on goddamn creatine titty nipples.
He cut off sweet old lady Deborah's head. He cut off that sweet old lady's head with an axe while she begged him for mercy. Just fucking cut it clean off and then put it in the washing machine.
Again, I think that it's because the way the guy portrayed him, it's just, it comes across as so mean and so vicious and so rage-filled.
Plus the mask was great.
And the mask. Everything just works together for that guy in that scene. And there's something about him, like when he's walking toward a victim or just moving around or when he's poised to do something really deadly towards a victim. It's like you can feel it emanates from the screen, this fucking rage, this monstrous kind of person that you cannot negotiate with. Now, I'm not saying that Tyler Mayne is in any way whatsoever less than that.
He's definitely more physically imposing.
But there is something about that guy portraying and that particular Michael Myers, like you can just feel that anger coming off of him. Like, it's like, I fucking hate life. I fucking hate that I have to wear this fat William Shatner mask. Yes, I ate a few Doritos and my belly's big, but I don't give a shit.
Scream life is a punch counter and punches out of anger. Let me remind you guys, this is not the best Michael Myers. This is not the best Michael Myers movie or the best portrayal of Michael Myers. That would be a different list. This is like, who are you most scared to get killed
for? For us, it is. It's Halloween 6, Michael.
For us. And then that's Halloween 6.
Like, dude, you imagine in your fucking house. Like, imagine you're sleeping and...
By the power of Thorn!
Yeah, a fucking Thorn symbol would appear on your back wall and you'd be like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done the Ouija board.
The goddamn runes!
And you'd be like, oh, what? That's the only thing you have is the runes. You'd be like... Like, you take a couple of dice, be like, boom. Yeah. When he came up, be like, it's like, yes, I got fucking double sixes. There is absolutely no compromise that you can make with this version of Michael Myers. Now, here, again, and people are going to say Tyler Mayne. The thing about Tyler Mayne is, again, we've already established he had that backstory bullshit. And if you just said, you like masks? And he'd be like,
did you really kill all the worthless animals, boy?
Thick.
Michelle, like, my bell.
You fucking sell up my dad.
And also in Halloween 2, he gets a knock because he's all like, Mom, the unicorn, Mom.
Yeah, the unicorn thing, it makes Michael weak.
Am I late for school? That's our list. Like it or fuck it.
Put your dick in it.
What would
pull it. List twist it. Squeeze it. Punch it.
Well, your fucking
faces. Hey, by the way, there was a joke about, they were like, how to get guys off, pull it. It was like, how to get a girl off. It's like, pull it. Squeeze it. Twist it. Bop it. Like, how long it takes. But anyway.
I want to fuck those things like sugar ray litter. With every fucking face, if you're new to the channel, comment down below, click that subscribe button, and get some goddamn wham up in you. And if you want one of these fucking things, it's right there down below. Just take a look. You can buy it.
Get it!
You can have it for yourself.
Fuck, man. Why are you standing around here like a little girl in a fucking Sunday best?
Take that damn mask off.
Get your fucking ass up, get a job, and make sure you can buy one of them goddamn hoodies so I can put you to work in the fucking minefield.
What are you gonna do on October 31st?
What are you gonna do on October 31st?
Here comes that white-faced fucker, an asshole like no other. He's a big old piece of shit, wants to stab your sister's tits cause he's a white-faced fucker. Loomis can't recover, Dr. Chalice drunk again, sleeping with your sister's friends.
Do you
you want to know about the darkness?
I said, goddamn.
Goddamn, you faggot.
I said, goddamn.
A lot of people don't know the darkness that goes inside their hearts.
I said, goddamn.
What are you gonna do on October 31st?